because there's an exodus of Kosov of Al Kishnai Meir Yochum Dovo. But if we say that there's an exodus of Kosov of Abu Kabul and Shvua implies that an Idechot can patter from Yishvua. So obviously there's an exodus of Kosov of Al Kishnai Meir Yochum Dovo does not apply to pattering Yishvua. So since the exodus of Kosov of Al Kishnai Meir Yochum Dovo doesn't apply, we got the pattering of Yishvua. So an extraneous Yechoche is also good. So is this Yuhar of the Shtar is an extraneous Yechoche. Two, we don't have, I'm going to say in regarding that, that it's only two. But an extraneous Yechoche it is. So all that will be well if we say that Avul Komul Yishvua implies that the Yidechot, the Akkod of Yidechot can pattern of Yishvua. But there is Exodus HaKosov of Yishnai Yidin Yochum Dovo. The answer is, no, the Exodus HaKosov of Yishnai Yidin doesn't apply regarding pattern from Yishvua. If the Exodus HaKosov of Yishnai Yidin doesn't apply regarding pattern from Yishvua, so the extraneous Yechoche is also good. But if we say that the Yidechot cannot pattern of Yishvua, so that means regarding pattern of Yishvua, the Exodus HaKosov of Yishnai Yidin Yochum Dovo applies. So even if we have a Yechoche, how can it be pattern of the Yishvua? That's the right. All right. We'll leave it there. Go. So he mentions the sheet of Maram Gutenberg. First of all, the Maram Gutenberg argues on the basis of the Loshin of the Gemara, the Cholobim, the Cholchatos, the Nekom, Avul Komli Nishwe, the Nia Tikro, Bein Chiyushwe, Bein Yifotrashwe. So from the Loshin, it's Mashma, Komli Nishwe. The Dechon is effective with Abi Shwe. So it doesn't say it's effective with Chayyab Shwe. It's effective with Abi Shwe, it's effective. So it's Bein Chayyab, Bein Yifot. Then, he mentions the Raya, it's Kalachim of Svot. So we said that the Pshat in the Maram Gutenberg is, because it all depends what the halacha of Yidechot is. If the halacha of Yidechot is that the Hagodah of Yidechot is Mechayev Hashvei, just as the Yidoye of the Miktas, the Yidoye of Miktas of the Mitzvah is Mechayev Hashvei. So the Hagodah of Yidechot, the Prophet said to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon became a hackle, and the Yidechot is maybe on behalf of Ruvein, so the Hagodah of the Yidechot imposes Yishvei upon the Mitzvah. Not that we regard the Shvuyah we believe in, just as we believe to anything regarding money. But the Agoda of Yidechot is Mechayev. So if it's Exodus HaKosov, the Agoda of Yidechot is Mechayev, so if it's Exodus HaKosov that is Mechayev Shvuyah, that does not mean that he is part of the Shvuyah. One has nothing to do with the other. Mashe in case, if we are going to assume that here it's not just that the Agoda of Yidechot is Mechayev Shvuyah and the Mitzvah, but the Exodus HaKosov we is that in connection with Shvuyah and Yidechot has mnemonis, just as two Eidim have mnemonis, Ligabe Mome. So Mimele, if he has mnemonis, Lichayvi Shvuyah, and to be Meiti from the Murze. So to Pater of Shvuyah, to Harzik as a Murze, to Harzik Mome as Murze, he certainly should have mnemonis. Right. Now, then the next thing he says, Then he mentions the Raya from the Chepchia Kamais. So the Gemara says that Chepchia Kamais is aloche, that mono biyotcho, vuei merim lo biyode klum, vuei di miyidim sheyesh biyode chamishi. So Yishov al Asho, because so we learn it out from P. So if Piv can be Mechayev, so Eidim serve. So the Gemara says, Ma Piv shei Mechayev mon Mechayev Yishvua, Eidim shei Mechayev mon Mechayev Yishvua. So Nisknas. So Ma Piv shei Mechayev Nisknas Mechayev Yishvua, Eidim shei Mechayev Nisknas Mechayev Yishvua. So Ma Le Piv shei Mechayev Yishvua. So we cannot learn it out for just from Piv. Tima Beidim shei Mechayev Yishvua. So the Gemara says, that we learn it out from Yidechot. Not from Yidechot alone, but from Yidechot and Piv. So just as Piv is Mechayev, and Yidechot is Mechayev Yishvua. So Eidim are also Mechayev Yishvua. So it's Natsa. We learn it out from Natsa. Now, so there is a cloud that if there is any Piv, if you can find any, in other words, Natsa, so in other words, the new Mad is Eidim. And what are the remaining? So it may be Malpivin and down. So just as Pivin and down. These two premises. So they are Mechayev, Mechayev Shue. So the new map, 18 to 18, are also Mechayev Shue. But if we could find any Pirche, Pirche Kodu, any slight Chumre that inheres in the two of them, in both, in the two of them, and does not inhere in 18, even if this Aloha of Kapriya is granted. So then the whole Yom Fusek falls out. So if we are going to say, not like Maram Rudra, that the Nidam Shayeya does not pater of Ishue, so that means, assuming not like Maram Rudra's halacha. Maram Rudra says that the Nidechot and Edam Shayeya pater of Ishue. So according to Maram Rudra, and Edam Shayeya pater of Ishue of Medin Mitzad, he pater of Ishue of Shomrim, and he pater of Ishue of Nidech. Let's say, so if Ruvein says to Shimon, Mon Rubiotcho, and Shimon says, Hamishim, and Shimon says, I owe you Hamishim, so it's Chayav Ishue, but if Neidecho testifies on behalf of Shimon, so then he's potter of taking the Shue. If Ruvein says to Shimon, Mon Rubiotcho, and Shimon is a Kivachako, but Neidecho testifies on behalf of the Tezeya, but, so he has to swear, to contradict the Nitva who is Kivachako. But if there is another Neidecho, who testifies on behalf of the mitzvah, so the mitzvah does not have to swear, because Edam Sayeya is Peter. So he's Peter of Ishwe of Midim Mitzvah, and Edam Sayeya is Peter of Ishwe of Edechot. But if we rejected Maram Rudin Batsalachet, so then, an Edechot wouldn't be Peter, wouldn't patter the Shwe of Midim Mitzvah, nor would be patter a Shwe of Edechot. So this is what the Rosh is assuming, the Maram Rudin Batsalachet is assuming. The Maram Rudin Batsalachet is assuming that if we accept Rav Netam's halacha, that Edam Sayeya patters of Ishwe, so Edam Sayeya is capable of pattering Ishwe's Midim Mitzvah, and he's capable of pattering Ishwe's Edech. But if we reject Rav Netam's halacha, and we say Edam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe, so not only an Edam Sayeya is incapable of pattering Ishwe's Midim Mitzvah, he is incapable of pattering Ishwe's Edech also. So, does an Edam Sayeya does not patter of Ishwe. So an Edam Sayeya cannot patter Ishwe's with Mitzvahs, and he cannot patter Ishwe's with Edechot. So how can Reb Chiya learn out from the two premises of Pivi Edechot that Edam Mechayev, because just as Pivi is Mechayev Ishwe, and Edechot Mechayev Ishwe. So two Edim are also Mechayev Ishwe, but there is a Pirche Koldo, we can say, Mal Pivei Dechot, both Milamdin, so Hevi Chumre, that Shvue can be Poka to an Edam Sayeya. In other words, if that even with Mitzas, is Chayev Ishwe of Edim Mitzas, but there is an Edechot who testifies, on behalf of the Edim Mitzas, so it becomes, so that Shvue is Poka, he's related to Shvue. Mal Edechot also. Edechot is Mechayev Ishwe. So two, if an Edechot testifies, if one Edechot testifies, on behalf of the Teveya is Mechayev Nitva. But suppose there is another Edechot who will testify. So Malapiv Edechot, so that's so homo, if a Midim Mitzvah is Chayev Ishwe, so that Shwe is not Poka. Even if an Edechot will testify on behalf of the Nitva, he'll still have to swear. And Mali Edechot also, that if an Edechot he was Mechayev Ishwe the Litva, so even if another Edechot will testify on behalf of the Litva, and be Makrish, the Edechot who testified on behalf of the Teveya, so he will still be Chayev Ishwe, if we reject the Maram Rudra. Masha'itim by 280, granted, even if we grant Reb Chiya's halacha, the 280 are Mechayev Ishwe, but suppose there will be two other 80 who will be Makrish then, so then, it will be trained, so he will not have to swear. So there is a chumre in hearing, in Pivei Edechot, that does not inhere in Edim. So in other words, the chiyuv shvue al the Piv is so chomo that it cannot be removed, it cannot be poka to an Eidam Sayeya. The Chiyuv Shvuyo with Dechot cannot be Pokah to an Eidam Sayeya. But the Chiyuv Shvuyo to Eidim, even if we dwell in the Aloche, can be Pokah to an Agode of to other Eidim. So there is a clear Chekodu. So out, so we couldn't learn out. So it seems the Gemara says that we do learn out something with Dechot. It's a Raya, there is no clear Chek. Why? Because Eidam Sayeya patterns of a Shvuyo. So Mimele, even the Dechot do not have any Chumre that Eidim do not possess. Because just as by Eidim, so if we say Eidim Amechai Rishwe, so that Shvuye is Poka, in case there are other Eidim who testify Kineged, so by even the Dechot also, if there is an Eidam Sayeya, so the Shvuye is Poka. Alright, so in other words, that's the right. So that whole Raya of the Maram Rutenberg is based upon the notion, the assumption, that if we reject Habnetam Shite, that Eidam Sayeya patterns of Yishvuye in connection with Minim Mitzah, we have to reject Habnetam Shite in connection with Eidam. However, the Ram says, he himself says that the Maram Rutenberg is not right. In other words, Eidam Sayeya does not patter of Yishvuye of Minim Mitzah. But he does patter of Yishvuye of Yidachon. He does patter. So in Mele, there is no pirch. Because when you learn out something from Motzino of Tumilampi, so in order to have a pirche, you must find a certain characteristic that is common to both Milampi. But if you have a certain chumre that inheres in one Milampi, but does not inhere in the other Milampi, so then it's not a pirche. It's not a pirche. So in other words, so the Ram says, Inochanam, it's not as Ram Netam says. Eidam Sayeya does not patter of Yishvuye. So Eidam Sayeya does not patter of Yishvuye with Mikzas, it does not patter of Yishvuye, of Shvuye, Shvuye Sashomri. But of Shvuye Zidecho, Eidam Sayeya does patter. So if, let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon is a Gemara Hakov. He says, I don't owe you anything. And then, and Eidecho testifies that he owes him the $100, on behalf of the Tzveya, in favor of the Tzveya. And then another, but if another Idechot comes and testifies on behalf of the Litva that Ladam, he doesn't owe him, so then he does become to swear. In case of the Mitzvah, if an Idechot testifies on behalf of the Litva, so then he still has to swear. But in case of Idechot, if an Idechot testifies on behalf of the Litva, he doesn't have to swear. Why? Because not two, there is no aloche Eidam Sayeya patterns of Yishvuye. But by Idechot, so there is aloche Idechot bakho shel afko. Now let's see, the Mufi Yisef mentions that Ram. Now I'll turn to the Mufi Yisef. There, begin. Now in the first omet of the Rib, Mufi Yisef, the third line from the Bad, Varamban Zal Tosa, the Idechot the Mechayev Vishwe the Raise, Dini who the Lifta Mishwe Zata Kondi. Vidas Rabbi Nemeya Merutenberg Zal, Vidas Rabbi Nemisim Ben Ruvin Zal, the Roy Miboye the Lifta Mishwe Zata Kondi, Alafu Mishwe Shem Chayev Idechot Rit Remeno. Kim di Ke Idechot the Matrishe, Mashwe Sadu Saye the Rishin Kimandilese. So in other words, so the Ram does not agree with Rabbi Netam Shite. Completely. He says, "Loi mi boyed mifta mishvei zakone, ela mafilu mishvei shemchai lidechot, peitre nimenu, not shvei mid mitzvah." According to Maram Rutenberg, so in Idechot Sayeya patterns every shvei, not only shvei zidechot, but shvei tashomri, shvei mid mitzvah, shvei zidechot also. According to the Ram, so he can patter any shvei de Rabbanon, and Idechot Sayeya, and Shvuye the Raise, Shvuye the Dechot. But not, he cannot patter, and Eidam Sayeya does not patter a Shvuye with the Mitzvah. Kim di Yatum Shvuye Shvuye Chayi Dechot Peter Melo. Kim di Ke Yidecho Di Makhtishe. Mashve Sadus, Sadusaya De Vishni, Kimam Dele. Vahane Mile Ke Shebou Vasachs. Vi Afo Pi Shedonu Bezdna Upi Eide Shal Vishay. Ki Da Amrinam Vishay Te Perek Mishikine. Eidecho Deima Nitmeis. Upatruo Melishte. Eidecho Deima Loi Nitmeis. Is hoyso sheise. Di khivu she sheide hit khish ho vishe in di vov shel vishin klo u mitam di ose di basach. כי נאמר גינו מהוסו. אם המבוזח הזה, כאילו שנעשה מייסה, על פיו גרישי, וכי בסך הסחושי, אבל בשנעשה מייסה על פיו, עם דיבור של שי נדבור, כיוון שבואו בוזח הזה, וראיה לדובור, מדאמרינו מפרק בואי ששורת, אין די ממייס ואין די וניסייס, ובאחר ומלוי מייס לא תצא, ומקשינון תיימי דמיסייס, הולו ניסייס לא תנוסי, ואומרו לה, קומותים שמין עושה לי דרך עוד הרי כאן שניים, ודבור שולח למחים שניים, ומתעצינון הוכה כלומר, אי דרך עוד די ממייס, ויתרו על לנוסי, ובאחר ומלוי מייס לא תצא לתאו הראשי, אל מאף עוד עבדי בזה החזה, אם זה יכול בה כוס או אף כלום הוא, אלו אם כן שנאי סמי סל פרלישי, שיתר לא נוסי, לזוח סבעצמו, אין אדום נוחות המי זה. אבל כשאית יכול בין בעיר לחי לשבוע, אפילו חיוב לבס תשווה על פי, כל שבו ידע יכול בית שלישי, כאילו שנמיש בה, כי בסך עשו, כאילו שמחוס המי זה, ומי הוא, הנדח כדי ידע יכול, ומה שלא יוסדו, זה בכמה כמם דלס. אבל לפני מי שחי לשווי של תאירו, שמיד מקצת, אינה משוות השומרים לו, וכן אלו הרב חבינו ניסים ברודי זהו, וכדיש. So in other words, so he refutes the ראי of the מרמרות. The מרמרות מבאת מנשן זה ראי. To רב תם שיטה, וחידם סייה, פאטר זה ורי שווי, every שווי את ראי. שווי מדמיקצה, שווי את השומרים, אין שווי זה לאחד אותו. So he mentions the ראי that he does not פאטר every שווי, because if we, So Rav Gutenberg said, no, Rav Gutenberg mentioned Raya that he does patter of every shul. Because if we are going to assume that he does not, in terms of saying he does not patter, so just that he doesn't patter of shul, maybe it's that he doesn't patter of shul, it's a devil. So then there's a bill. So what does Rav say? No. Rav Gutenberg is not right. Adam said, yeah, he does not patter of every shul. So if shul of maybe it's that he doesn't patter, but if shul is a devil, he does patter. Why is shul is a devil different than shul maybe it's that? Because Gabi Idechot, the Gemara in Satan Yivomes mentions a Alohe. Let's say there are certain things where Idechot is Nemon. For example, there's Bible Idechot is Nemon. Nitmits by Satan, so is Nemon. By Glarufe, so is Nemon. So the Alohe is that if it's Bodea Chazek, and if one Idechot says Mezbail, and then Bodea Chazek, and Bezbi passed to her that she's allowed to get married. And then after that, Buzach has another ring, comes and says, Loimez, so she's allowed to get married. Why? But there is a kosher between Chavrid Abichad. The answer is no. It's not a kosher of Chavrid Abichad. It's a kosher of Chavrid Abishnai. Because the first one who testified before Benz, that made, so the Torah gave him the monies of two. Then the second one, who comes Buzach has and says, Loimez, has only the monies of one, so it goes to Lechon Mokushnai. The same thing is if the Dechot first comes by Seiteshin, Kinnil or Bailo Ministero, so she has to be Sheitzin, by Lamor. But when the Dechot comes and says that he saw that she was Dame, Nitmei, so she's not Sheitzin. Because the Torah says, Vein Deinbo, Ho Yei Sheitbo, Afilu Sei Feilo, so Eine Sheitzin. So when the Dechot comes and says, Nitmei, she's not Sheitzin. But suppose the Dechot has another Dechot, so will come and say, that he loyed me, so he's saying the first one has the monies of two, so and the second one does not have the monies of two, so in Gorah Shalach or Mokeh Shnayim, so it's Eneshev. The same thing that they were. That is only if it is Bodeh HaZeh. But if it's Vatachat, if the Idechot who says Meis testifies together with the Idechot who says Loy Meis, so then, the halacha is that it's loitinos. It's loitinos. Because when can we say it was Kolmok Ishmin Tzeh Adaskan Shnayim if it was a chazek? But if the Idechot that is makvish, if it testifies with Vatachat, or if the Idechot who says Mei, so then we don't say it was Kolmok Ishmin Tzeh Adaskan Shnayim. Some in Mele, so it's loitinos. The same thing in Idechot says mit Mei, and another Idechot in Vatachat says, Loi mit meis, so she says. Now, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. And from Rashi, it's mashma like the Rambam. Now, the Gemara says, in regard to Tre, if two Eidim says mes sabah, and two other Eidim come and makrish and say loi mes. So if the woman got married to someone other than a member of the Edim who testified mass, so then Beis Din forces her to leave the husband, because it's plain prayer. Two Edim say Meis Abal, and two Edim say Loi Meis, so she's an Eishes Ish. Now Beis Din doesn't know who tells the truth, which can tell the truth, and which does not tell the truth. So Meila we force, and she was Nisayis to a third party, so it's taken. In Nisayis it's taken. But suppose two Edim say Meis Abal, and two other Edim say Loi Meis Abal, and then the woman herself says she's also sure that about her first husband died, and she gets married to one of the two Edim who testified Meis Abal. So then it's Loi Teitzei, because then Beis Din has no authority to force the husband, who himself claims that he saw how the husband died, and the woman also claims like that, to Beis Din doesn't know whom to believe. So to Beis Din it is something. But she got married, she herself says, Bo Alisha Meis Baal. And she got married to one of the two Edim who testified Meis Baal. So it's Loi Teitzei. It's Loi Teitzei. That's the Gabi Chayim. Now the question is, Gabi Chadecha. Idechot says, Meis. And Idechot says, Vibatach. Loi Meis. So it's Loi Teitzei. Suppose, so you have a question. Suppose she gets married, and she says, Borely, that's my husband died. And she gets married to that Idechot who said, Meis. So the Rambam says, in that case, it's just as in the case where she gets married, where there are two Edim HaMatrishim there, then she gets married to one of the cast of the two who said Meis. So if Mrs. Lachemy is there and she says Borely, then Beis Din has no right to force the husband to divorce her, because the husband, the second husband, says, I saw that the first husband died, and she also says she knows. She knows. So here too, the Rambam says, if one Idechot says Meis, and another Idechot, Vasacha, is Matrish, the first Idechot, and says, Loi Meis, and she gets married to that one who says Meis. So Beis Din cannot force that Idechot who says Meis to divorce. This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam in Vomes, that Kuf Yud Zayin, is Chayim. He says, when do we say that Mrs. Lechot Meidel? So, and the Isha herself says, Boron Isha Meis Baal. And that husband, the second husband, also says Boron, because he is one of the Edim. So it's Loi Teitzei, that is in case of Trey Utrei. So by Trey Utrei, even if there is a Choshe of one cut of Edim against the other, so it's not cancelled out. It doesn't mean that if two Edim say Meis and two Edim say Loi Meis, so they cancel each other out, they cancel out each other, as if no Edim testified, one way or the other. No, we have Akkolos Edim, but one of them is lying, one of them is telling the truth, so we don't know who. So Memele Beis Din has no right to say to the one of the Edim who is married to her, now you divorce her. Why? Because we don't know whether you can't tell the truth or the other can't. So he can tell Beis Din, you don't know, but I know. After all, Mashiach came in the case of Hadley Gadachat, when one Idechot says Meis and the other Idechot says Loi Meis, so then there is a halacha that Idechot Barakoshek Manglesi, it's cancelled out. In other words, as if no one testified one way or the other. So now suppose there is no testimony. There is no testimony. And then she will get married to someone. She is a Cheskas Eishes Ish. But the Baal went away with Midas Hayam. We don't know what happened to him. And no one testifies that he died, that he saw him die. So, and then she'll get married to someone. So then, of course, Beis Din will force that person to divorce her. And suppose that person who married her says, well, I understand that the husband is dead. So Beis Din will still force him to divorce her. So here too, even though she got married to the Eid, who said Meis, but since he was Mutresh with Vasachas by another Eid, who said Loi Meis, so it's cancelled out, so it is just as if no one testified in one way or the other. So Memele, she is Becheskas Eishes Ish, so then Beis Din is Meitzi. If she gets married, so Beis Din forces that husband to marry her, the second husband, to divorce her. And cannot say Borely, only in case where there is plain pray. So we have one Agodelet Meis, but Beis Din doesn't know whether that Agodelet is true or not. So So they say, but we know that it's true. Mashain came by Hadligah Bechat, so it's cancelled out. So there is no Agode at all. So we see, in other words, so there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What does it mean? Eidechot Bakhoshe. So in other words, so Eidechot Bakhoshe means that we do not know who tells the truth. So it's like trade, like trading, who are mukhesh from other trading, or Eidechot Bakhoshe is a special aloha that is cancelled out. Now, from Rashi, it's mashma like the Rambam. From Rashi. But the Ramban says the reverse. Now we see that the Ran and the Mukiyeise, they agree with the Ramban Shita. Because you see, first of all, I mean, the whole Ran couldn't be explained if the Ran had agreed with the Ramban Shita. And then the lotion of the Ran, because the Chivish Hashemi, Hikrish or Rishen, in Bidvorov shall Rishen Klum. It's not Trey Utrey. In Bidvorov shall Rishen Klum, it's cancelled out. It's cancelled out. Some Miller Garam says that the reason as to why the Priya Kamaisa learns out the trade in Amchaiwish way from Pivin Zechot, if Piv and Pivin Chaiwish way, so Zechot is also Chaiwish way. And there is no Piv. We cannot say, Mal Pivin Zechot, they both possess a Chumre as against trade. Because two AD, even if we grant the two AD Mamechaiwish way, but that way is not so humble. That way can be poker as a result of two other AD testifying against the Agoda of these two AD. Mashain came by Pivni Dechot. Now let's say we reject the Maram Rutinak Shite. So if Piv will be Mechaiwish way, so that Shwe will not be poka, even if Nidechot will testify on behalf of the Nitva. The same thing, Mashenkin, if Nidechot is Mechai Shwe, so that Shwe, that the Nidechot who testifies on behalf of the Tevea, is Mechai imposes upon the Nitva, will not be poka, even if there will be another Nidechot who will testify on behalf of the Nitva. So the Ran says, no, in respect to P, so in Echname, so that Hezechomre, the Shwe of P, Hezechomre, it cannot be poka. Through the Siyuah of Nidechot. Mashain came the Shwe of Nidechot. So two Nidechot Mechai Vishwe. Only as long as there is no other Nidechot to testify on behalf of the Nitva. But if there will be another Nidechot, Vibasacha, who will testify on behalf of the Nitva, who will testify on behalf of the Nitva, so then, the Shwe will be poka because Nidechot Akroshe command the lesson. So Memeva, we don't have a pircha that is common to both premises. We have only a pircha that is peculiar to one melamed, not to the other melamed. So it's not a pircha. Not a pircha. So what is the machlekes between the Maram and Gutenberg and the Ram? So in other words, there is a machlekes between the Maram and Gutenberg and the Ram. The Maram and Gutenberg says that if we reject Rabbi Tam Shite as such, and we reject the Shite, that Idam Shayei are patterns of Osh with the Mixa Shomri, so then we have to say, just as an Idechot cannot pater a Shwe of the Mitzvah, it cannot be Matkiya a Shwe of Idechot either. The Ram says no. True, that an Idechot cannot pater, cannot be Matkiya a Shwe of the Mitzvah, and the Shwe is Hashomri. But, even if we assume that an Idechot, and the Ram holds like that, I'll leave them. So, assuming that a Idechot cannot be Matkiya a Shwe of the Mitzvah, Shwe is Hashomri, but Shwe is Idechot, it can be Matkiya. Why can he be Mafkia a Shwes Idechot? Even though he cannot be Mafkia a Shwes with the Mitzvah, because Idechot Bakhoshe Kimandoret. Idechot Bakhoshe Kimandoret. So, what will they? But we see the Maram Gutenberg says no. That once we assume that Idechot cannot be Mafkia a Shwes with the Mitzvah, and Shwes Ashomrim cannot be Mafkia a Shwes Ashomrim, so he shouldn't be able to be Mafkia a Shwes Idechot either. But it's a good time, the Ran is a good time against Maram Gutenberg. Assuming, granted, that Nidechot is not Maftia, Maftia, a Shwe of Midim Mitzah. But he should still be able to be Maftia, a Shwe of Nidechot, because Nidechot Bakhoshe is Kiman, is Nidechot Bakhoshe is Kiman the rest. Now, I raise the question, what's the halacha of Shwe of Nidechot? Whether Shwe of Nidechot is the Zerfatosu, that the Agoda of the Nidechot is imposes a shvue on the mitzvah, just as the doyer mikta of the mitzvah imposes a shvue upon the mitzvah. So it's a gross akosu. I will come with shvue that the hagoda of nidachot imposes a shvue. Not that we believe the nidachot of the shvue. It's not the money he doesn't have, but it's a gross akosu that is mechayim shvue. Oh no, it's distinguished. The shvue nidachot is different than the shvue mikta. Meaning mikta, so the doyer is mechayim shvue. That's a gross akosu. He was there. But the Dechot, the Halacha is, why is the Chayim Shvue? Because Ligabi Shvue. So the Dechot is Nemones, just like Toedi. So that's why. That's why he's Mechayim Shvue. That's why he's Mechayim Shvue. Now, if we said, now we said that the whole Shite of Maram Gutenberg, the Teis HaPsayeh, especially Shvue, is based upon this notion that either that Dechot, that is Mechayim Shvue, so it's not just the Dechot, it's also Mechayim Shvue. If it had been just as a cause of Mechayim Shvue, so it would not pattern Shvue, Mechayim Shvue. But the Zasakos of his, he is Nemo Legabi Shvue. So if he is Nemo Legabi Shvue to be Mechayim Shvue, so he certainly, Lehitzi Miyada Muzek, so he certainly should have Nemones to pattern him, Lehanzik Miyada Muzek. So once we assume, once the Maram of Gutenberg assumes that Eidam Sayyah patterns of all Shvues, then it ipso facto also implies that the Xerzakosu, that the Dechot is Mechayim Yishuwe, is not just the Xerzakosu, he imposes Yishuwe, like he don't know, maybe Mixas he imposes Yishuwe, but that he has the money to have Yishuwe. But if we assume that the Eidam Siyah does not matter of Yishuwe, then it ipso facto implies that the Xerzakosu of the Dechot is not that he has the money, it's not the deal of the money. It's the Xerzakosu of the Mechayim Yishuwe. So maybe he's Mechayim Yishuwe, but he doesn't matter Yishuwe. So when the Maram Rutenberg, when the Maram Rutenberg mentioned the Raya, the Hedim Raya, the Gomer Atchie, the Hedim Chayim Shvue Rashom, Nai Tili Dechot, Vizal Gedaito, the Dechot, the Yipetam Nashue. So he assumed, he took it for, he assumed in the course of the argument. So the Maram Rutenberg assumed that the Dechot, Masaya does not matter with Shvue. By assuming that the Dechot, Masaya does not matter with Shvue, he in effect assumed that the whole there's a cause of the Dechot is Mechayim Shvue is not the deal of the money, but just that he imposes Shvue. That he imposes Shvue. Now, if he imposes Shvue, now if we say that it's a deal of the money, so the same aloha of the Dechot Bar Koshe, that the Gemara mentions the Seiter Gabe a Tumen, Gabe Gabe Mezbairo, Gabe Barufe, should apply to the Dechot of Shvue too? Because just as over there it's there, the din of Idechot is the din of the mones, so here too is the din of the mones. But when he says, Vizal Gedaito, the Idechot, they didn't pay the Mashwe. That way, so if we assume that Idechot does not pattern Mashwe, he's only Mechayim Mashwe, so then we must necessarily say that it's not the din of the mones. He just thinks there is a kosu that the Hagodah of Idechot imposes Ishwe upon the Mitzvah, not that he is Nemo. So if the Hagodah of the Idechot, if the Hagodah of the Idechot imposes Ishwe, but Nemo is not, so it's the Zasakos imposes the Shvue. Mehecha teise, that we should apply this din that is another Idechot is Makrish. So Mehecha is not Mechayim Shvue. If it had been a din of Nemones, so we apply this aloha. Wherever an Idechot has Nemones, let's say he has Nemones Ligabe Nitnio, he has Nemones Ligabe Mezbailo, he has Nemones Ligabe Ruisi Aere, Ligabe Egla Rufe, that we shouldn't bring an Egla Rufe, Ruisi Aere. So there's aloha, when do we accept the Hagodet, the Nemones? When does an Idechot have Nemones? In Mezbailo, in Egla Rufe, in Seite, only if there is no other Idechot who is Makrishin. But if there is another Idechot who is Makrishin, so then the first Idechot who says Mezbailo, the first Idechot who says Nitmi, or the first Idechot who says Roisi Ahirik, does not have Nemones. Either he does not have Nemones because it's cancelled out, as Ramban says, or he does not have Nemones because it's like Preyut Reitz, Harut Abichato, it's a Sophic, who says the truth, so he doesn't have Nemones. But if we say that, so if we are going to assume that the Aloha of Idechot by Shvui is also a din of Nemones, like the aloha of Idechot by Seite, by Rahufe, by Mezbailo, so then we can apply that aloha. Whether the Pshat is Idechot Bakoshe is like the Ramban, or the Pshat is like the Ramban. Whatever it is, whether it's cancelled out, or it's not cancelled out, it's like Trey, so we don't know who tells the truth. So we mainly don't tell the money, because if we don't know who tells the truth, so we don't tell the money. doesn't have the money. So if we say Gabishvui also, that the halacha of Oidecha by Shvui is that he's never with Gabishvui, so then the Ram is certainly right. Then we couldn't say like the Maram. Basheikin, if we say that by Oidecha, Shvui, so it's not the money. And when the Maram and the Maram Gutenberg says, in effect, that once we assume Eidam Sayeya does not pattern of Ishwe, then we must also assume that it's not a din of the monies. Because if it's a din of the monies, so it's unreasonable to say he is Nemon Lehitzim Momay, but he's to Mechai Ishwe, but he's not Nemon Leharzik Momay, to pattern of Ishwe. That's unreasonable. So if we do assume, not like Abinatan, and if we do assume that Eidam Sayeya does not pattern of Ishwe, does not pattern of Ishwe of Midi Mitzah, then we must also assume that the whole halacha of Idechot by Shvui is not a din of the money. It's a din, and just across of Haggadah of Idechot imposes Shvui, just as the Idoya of the Nikva imposes Shvui. So Haggadah of Idechot imposes Shvui, not that he is never the God of Shvui. So Mimele, it's not so poshet that this din of Idechot by Akroshe has application. If the halacha of Idechot by Shvui is a din of the money, then it's poshet that the halacha of Idechot by Akroshe has application. Whether we say like the Rambam that Idechot Akroshe, so it's cancelled out, or we say like the Rambam that it's Chavli Gavichad, we don't know who tells the truth. So maybe we cannot believe the first one, because maybe the second one tells the truth. So Gavishweit also should have application. Mashen came if we say that it's Idechot Akroshe, Idechot Akroshe, Idechot Akroshe, then it depends whether we say like the Rambam or we say like the Rambam. If we say like the Rambam that Idechot Bakoshe is not like two Eidim Bakoshe, so it's not cancelled out. But we don't know who tells the truth. But if Lafishmai is Galie, that let's say that this cat tells the truth, then we have Agode. We have Agode Mikobelis in Bez. But Bez doesn't know who tells the truth. So Mimele, that is only Shayer in a case where the Idechot, the first Idechot, has the money. So maybe we say, first the whole Chalais Din of the Idechot is B'teiras Lemonis, but in case there is another Idechot who is Makri, who is Batacha, the first Idechot, so he can't have the money. He can't have the money. Masheinke, because we don't know who tells the truth. Masheinke, Gabi Idechot Yishwe. So there, the halacha, the reason as to why Idechot is Mechayim Yishwe is not because he is Nemoch Yishwe. It's a good sakos of Mechayim Yishwe. So, Mimele, there is a good as Idechot on the side of the Tevea. So that imposes Yishwe upon the Nitva, not because he has the money. It's a good sakos of he imposes Yishwe upon the Nitva that he should contradict the title of the Tevea. So even if another Idechot is Makrish this Idechot and testifies on behalf of the Nitva, how could this Shvui be poka? If there is no general halacha that they can say, yeah, his Maftiya is part of the Shvui. So why should it be Maftiya this Shvui? However, if we say, like the Rambam, as the Ran says, like Rambam, in so many words, that the halacha of Idechot Bakoshe is not that this is Sofit, because it's like train, so we don't know who tells the truth and who doesn't tell the truth. But it's a special halacha that by Idechot, Idechot, when does a Haggadah of Idechot have substance? Only when there is no Akroshe. But if there is Akroshe negate the Haggadah of the first Idechot, then it's bottled. So it's cancelled out. So the Haggadah of the first Idechot is annulled, it's nullified. As if it hadn't taken place. It's a special halacha. Idechot by Akroshe, commandless, according to the Rambam. So Mimele, even if we assume that the halacha of Idechot by Shvui is not a din of Nemonis. It's a Kras HaKosu, that the Haggadah of an Idechot imposes Shvui. So therefore there has to be a Haggadah of an Idechot to impose Shvui. But if there is another Idechot who is Makrish, so there is a special Kras HaKosu, that the Haggadah of an Idechot in face of Akroshe is Kimandalese is bottle of water. So here too is bottle of water. So you see, so the Ram, the reason is why, so the Maram in Rutenberg, you see, now both the Maram in Rutenberg and the Ram will agree that once we assume that the Dech Edam Sayyah does not pattern of Ishwe of Mele Mikzat, so then it will be a Raya Muchachas that the whole Aloche of the Dech Od is not even of the Mone. It's just like the Sakosu, the Sakonis in Dech Od in Raya Ishwe. That's the boat. The boat is, because this is really the question. This is the thing in issue, I mean, when we discuss as whether Edam Sayyah patterns of Ishwe or not. So the question is, what's the aloha of Idechot Mechayev Ishwe? Is it the din of the Mones? So maybe we should pater. Yes, the Mones Lechayev, yes, certainly has the Mones Lifte. Oh, it's not the din of the Mones. It's a good Zakoso if it imposes Ishwe. So Mechateise should it pater of Ishwe? It's a good Zakoso if it's Mechayev Ishwe. So it doesn't mean that it's part of the Ishwe. So both agree that once we assume that the Edam Sayyah does not pater of Ishwe, so then the essence of the halacha of Idech of Mechayev Ishwe is not a din of the Mones. It's a cause of Hagones Idech of Ipod Ishwe, not that he is never Mechayev Ishwe. So we have a halacha that Hagones Idech of, so that is granted by both, by the Ram and by Maram Gutenberg in his argument, that the halacha that Idech of Mechayev Ishwe is only, it's not a din of the Mones. Of course, according to Maram Gutenberg, I'll leave the MS, so it is a din of the Mones. But if we, because I live in the MS, Edam Sayyah does part of Ishwe. But if we want to assume that Edam Sayyah does not part of Ishwe, so then the whole halacha of Idechot would be not the din of the Mones, but just that he's a dagon of Idechot. He imposes Ishwe upon the Nikva. So Maram Gutenberg says, once we say that the dagon of Idechot does not have the Mones, but just imposes Ishwe, so Mele, even if another Idechot will be makrish with Batsachas, so the first Idechot will still be Mechayev Ishwe. Will still be Mechayev Ishwe, the Mikva. Why? Because Maram Gutenberg agrees with the Shittas Rambam that the whole Aloche of Idechot Bakhoshe is only that it's very strange. We don't know who tells the truth. So Memele, we cannot apply it to Shwe because they are the first Idechot has no Nemones. It's only Zatakot Mechayev Ishwe. So even if the Agode is Mukhesh by another Idechot, it still can Mechayev Ishwe. Hashem in the Ram, he holds like the Shittas Rambam, that Idechot Bakhoshe means that it's cancelled out. So there is a special halacha in Agodas Idechot that if it's mukhesh by another aid, bivasachas, so then the whole Agoda is bottled in water, is null and void, as if it didn't take place. So Memele, he says, true, we reject Rabbi Tam Shite. Edam Sayyah does not partner of Ishwe. So that means that the halacha of Idechot Ishwe is not the din of the Mones. It's just a cause of it imposes a Ishwe. So, but what imposes Ishwe? Hagodas Idechot. But if another Idechot is Makrish, so this Hagodah becomes null and void. So that's the machlekes between Maram Gutenberg and the Ram. The Maram Gutenberg agrees with Shittas Rambam that Idechot Bakhoshe. Idechot Bakhoshe means that it's not cancelled out, but we don't believe the first one because we don't know who tells the truth and who not. It's like Trey Utrey. Trey Utrey. So Mimele, Rikab Ishwe Sidechot, it has no application. The Aloch of Idechot Bakhoshe, whereas the Ram agrees with Shittas Rambam and he says in so many words that Idechot Bakhoshe came on the lesson. So there is a special Aloch by Hagodas Idechot, that the Hagodas of Idechot has substance only as long as there is no akoshe, but if it's mukresh, so then the agoda becomes null and void. So Mele, it should have application to Shwez Idechot also, even though it's not the din of the money. But it's aloha that the agoda of the Idechot imposes Shwez. But if it's mukresh, so the agoda becomes bottle. So there is no agoda to be Mechayev Shwez. Now, then there is something else. Another chidesh in this nimke. Another chidesh in this nimke. Now, the other chidesh is that he mentions the Gemara in Yevomes, that Idechot in Ameis, Vinises, Boacha, Roma, Loimis, Loiteise, Umachin on Taime, Vinises, Holy Nises, Loitenose, Roma Rule, Kol Mokim Shimino Teo, Idechot Arei Tam Shnayim, Vin Vor Shalechot Mokim Shnayim, Tatsino Horekoma, Idechot in Ameis, Viteru Loinose, Uboacha, Roma Loimis, Loiteise, Viteru Rishi, Alma Afokan Zerha Zeidah,
Now,
then there is something else. Another chiddush in this nimtzei. Another chiddush in this nimtzei. Now, the other chiddush is that he mentions the Gemara in the Gemara in Yevomis. The idechodim ameis v'nisei sevoracha v'omar loy meis loy teitzei u'makshin on taime v'nisei holy nisei loy tenosei v'omar ule kol mokim shinim otei lo idechod achei kan shnayim v'in vor shal echod mokim shnayim tatsin on horek omar idechodim ameis v'itoru loy nosei u'boracha v'omar loy meis loy teitzei mitei lo rishi al mafok al nizeh hazei idechod achos shal afrumi el mkei shinas amait al tadishi kin shitiru loy nosei vizoch so ba'atzmo in adolo mchus amaisi אבל כשדחות מאיד לחי בשווה, אפילו חיוב ובס משווה על פי, כל שבו היא דחות והכחישה, כאילו שנשבע סגול הסחסו, כאילו שמחוץ המים. So it's a big חידש. First of all, this Gemara in Yevomis is mentioned with the Met Bible. The Gemara doesn't mention this halacha, לגבי נתמייס או לגבי אגבו. Only לגבי מייס Bible. So the Gemara mentions that not only if אני דחות said Met, if an idechot said met, and then another idechot, b'basachas mamish, zeb ifni ze, so said loy met, so it's loy denot. Even if it's not b'basachas mamish, even if it was a different day, or a different week, or a different month, as long as the second idechot came before the best rendered ipsach on the basis of the agoda of the first idechot, so it's considered b'basach. It's considered basach. Now Rashi, it's considered basach. So it's considered basach. Now that is now in the Gemara it's mentioned that, but the Gemara mentions that ligabe mezbailo. So in other words, so ligabe mezbailo it's a Gemara mefureshes. It's a Gemara mefureshes that basach does not mean only toch kedibo or zebifnize, but even if it would be on different days and on different weeks. As long as the agode of the second idechot took place before Bezdin gave it sucked into the issue, when would it be called in respect to Mezbailo Bodeachaseh? If, let's say, there was already the second idechot came before Bezdin, after Bezdin rendered it sucked in, that way, and one idechot came before Bezdin and said, Mezbailo, and then Bezdin asked him all kinds of questions, and then Bezdin rendered the psagdin and called in the woman and said, Muteres Atlinose. After Bezdin gave the psagdin to the woman, Muteres Atlinose, another idechot showed up in Bezdin. And another idechot showed up in Bezdin and said, Loime, I saw that he didn't have. So in such a case, we say the second idechot who testified after the psagdin was rendered by Bezdin on the basis of the first idechot, so his agoda has no weight. And on the contrary, the agoda of the first day so has the weight of 280, and the agoda of the second one is not because altogether in Bor Shalachot Mokim Shnayim. But suppose on Sunday an idechot came and said Mezbail. And Bezdin didn't render it back. Bezdin told Ishe they have to consider it. And then, next week or a month later, before Bezdin gave it back to Ishe, Bezdin somehow did not give it back to him. And a month later, after the first day testified in Bezdin, another eight appeared before Bezdin and said, Loimeis. So then it's worth it. It's worth it. That's a Gemara Mefureshet. In respect to Mezbailo, but does the same halacha apply to a Tzeite also? So from the Lashon of Rashi, in Tzeite, that from the Aleph, from the Beis, it's mashma that in respect to a Tzeite, there, but there hazeh means if the second eight appeared after the first eight, they will not be basachas mamash. So it's already called but there hazeh. Even though the second aid appeared before Bezdin rendered Pesach, Bezdin didn't render Pesach yet. Suppose one aid came before Bezdin at 9 o'clock in the morning and said, Roinisi Shemitze. And then he walked out. And Bezdin didn't even have an opportunity to consider what Pesach they should give. So immediately another aid walked into Bezdin and said, Roinisi Shemitze. Vohi si shaloi nit mir. So then it's called Vodachatetz. So it's mashma from the Loshon of Rashi and from the Loshon of the Rambam, it's mashma. That in that case it's called already Vodachatetz. Since the second day he testified, Shaloi bifnei the first day. From Rashi's Loshon, that's how it's mashma from the Rambam. That since the second day testified, Shaloi bifnei the first day, so it's already called Vodachatetz. And we say in Rosh Alechot B'Mokishnai. So the first day there's the monies of two, and the second only of one, so in Rosh Alechot B'Mokishnai. From Rashi's Loshon, it's mashma even more than that. That even if the second day testifies in the presence of the first day, but if it's not talked to the people of the God of the first day, it's also called Vodachat. From Rambam's Loshon, it's mashma that in order to be called Vodachat, so it has to be Shalit Zeh. In other words, if the second day came in to testify after the first day left bed. But if he testified while the first aid was still there, even though it was not talking to people of that one as the first, so then it's called the Batach. From Rashi's Loshon it's mashma that what is called the Batach as only if it's talking to people, if the Agodic of the second day took place talking to people of the Agodic of the first day, or whatever it is. But both Rashi and the Rambam agree that by Zeite and by Egla Rufe, so if the second aid testifies after the first aid left present, so it's called Vodach Hazeh, and we say that the first aid has the monies of two, the second aid has the monies of one, and Vom Shalach Makim Shnai. Even though the second aid testifies before Bezdin had an opportunity to give it Psa. But regarding Mez Bailo, so there the Gemara says in so many words, that if the second day testifies before Bezdin rendered the psak to the Isha, so it's considered the Batach. So I heard from my father, that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between the Nemones of Idechot in Mezbailo and the Nemones of Idechot by Seite or by Egla Rufe. Because Gabi Seite and Egla Rufe, it's Exeras Akos. The Edeimbo, Ho Yeshei, after the Sefer Elon, so in the shape. Oh, and Gabi Agufe also. The Loineid Amiko, Ho Yeshei, after the Sefer Elon, so in Mele, there is no Aguf, there is no Aguf Sago. So it's exact Akosu that Edechot is never. But when it's by law, it's a Gavashim Elbo, so Edechot shouldn't take the money. But the Gemara says, Mitzchimer, Shekishet, I don't need to be. So Mitzchimer, Shekmar, Tolo, Mitzchimer, Poi, Kalkulo, Mitzchimer, so the whole mnemonic of the Idechot is based upon other considerations also. It's not a pure mnemonic. By Tzeite, it's a pure mnemonic. The Idechot has mnemonic, that's all. But by Mezbailo, the Idechot does not have mnemonic. It's based upon the mnemonics of the Idechot plus other considerations, other extraneous rechoret. For example, with the Shechema Shechmarot of the Seifo, or Milsid Avide Gluye, Le Avide Lim Shachre, and with the Shechema Shechmarot of the Seifo, he should die to mean to that. So Mele, when is the Kabbalah of the Idechot, Kabbalah of the Idechot, only after Bezdin Vendor the Psaq? So in other words, the whole Nemonis and the whole Echoche of the Idechot Banez Bailo is determined after the Psaq Din of Bezdin. In other words, because the whole mnemonic is based upon the fact that the Yisheh herself has an undere, that the Baal is dead. So in other words, so until Bezdin renders its Agdin, after the Bezdin heard the Yisheh, I mean, how the Yisheh feels that what the Idechot says is true, she has her undere, the Baal must be dead, because if he hadn't been dead, if he had been living, she would know. I mean, she has her eyes. So of course, if Bezdin is not material nothing on the basis of her eyes alone, but it's on the basis of the agoda of the Idechot plus the undere of the Isha. Because the mnemonis is based upon Isha Daikon Mintzele, Mitechim HaShachmat of the Seifor. So maybe that means that the agoda of the Idechot is not discovered by Bezdin until Bezdin renders the Psagdin. So maybe it's always considered Vatach. Masheike, Gabi Tzeite, or Egla Rufe, where it's a pure mnemonic, it's not coupled with undress of the Isha, of Isha Daito Mintzele. So there, Batachas means in Batachas Mamesh. But if the second day comes to Bezden after the first day left Bezden, so then it's already Batachas. Well, it's already Batachas. That's the Shita of the Rambam. But so we see that the Mekleise, he applies this halacha. This halacha that the Gemara mentions that is by law, so he applies it to other things too. To other things also. So, and he applies it even Ligabi Shue. And he says, Ligabi other things, so when is it considered Budahase? Only if the second in the hood will testify in Bezdin after Bezdin rendered the Psagdik. Mashenke Ligabi Shue. So even if Bezdin already rendered the Psagdik to the Mitvah, you have to swear. But until the Mitvah was sworn, so it's still considered Budahase. Now why? Monefia. So we see that Mukiyase is Chilik. And the Mukiyase, Achilik and the Shita Rambam. The Rambam holds that the whole aloche of the Teruah Linosei, that it's considered Luzea Hazeh only the second day, testifies in Bezdin after Ipsagdin. So that, according to Rambam, an application only to Mesbailo, because they have been Mones of Idechot, is coupled with the Psagdin of Bezdin, and without the Psagdin of Bezdin, so there is no Kabbalah Seiret as yet, but doesn't apply to Itzeite and to Ebarufe. According to Mirkan Mugiesev, this halacha of Psagdin being important, so has application to other Eides where Nidechot is Nemones also, to Seite and Ebarufe. And then the Ran says something else, that Ligabi Shue, so even after Bezdin render the Psag, so it's still considered Batach. Why? Malafshah. If in Kovatele Kulen, where the Dechot is effective, so another Dechot can be Makrish and all the Haggodah of the first Dechot, only Batach, but the Dechot is not. And what is called Batach? If the second Dechot testifies after the Psagdin, so Gabishwe too, if the second Dechot comes to Bezdin, after Bezdin renders the Psagdin to the Mitzvah, you have to swear, so then it should be considered like Bodeh Hazeh, and Bimele, the Agoda of the second Dechot should not be capable of annulling the Agoda of the first Dechot. So that can be explained very well. Now, because if we reject, as I said before, if we reject Rabbi Tam Shike and we say Adam Sayeya does not partake of Yeshua, so then we must necessarily say that the Halacha that the Dechot Mechayev Yeshua is not even of the money. It's exactly like also the Agoda of the Idechot imposes Yeshua upon the Mitzvah. Imposes Yeshua upon the Mitzvah. But if there is another Agoda by another Idechot, so it's Dechot Bak Hoshe, so the Agoda of the first Idechot becomes Botonuvut. And that Aloha we have in Kolatere Kole, in Mezbailo, in Seite, and in Egoahute. But over there, so we can say Dechot Bakoshik Mandalese only as long as Bezdin didn't render it something. So then, according to the Ram, even in the Glarufe, even in Seite, we say, until Bezdin renders it something, that means that the Agode of the first Dechot was not discovered yet. It was not discovered. Until Bezdin renders it Psagdin. The Rambam Shita is only regarding his Bailo, there is such a... So the Psagdin of Bezdin is important. But the Ram holds in other things too. So why is it important? The answer is because the halacha is that until the Hagode of the Eid is Niskabel be Bezdin, until the Hagode of the Eid is Niskabel be Bezdin, so then this Hagode can be annulled by the Agoda of the second day, Idechot Bakosh. But after Bezdin rendered the Psagdin, whether the Psagdin was the Psagdin that Kinose, or the Psagdin by Tzeite, that Inoshese, or the Psagdin by Bezdin by Glarufe, that Eneofin, after Bezdin rendered the Psagdin, so that means that the Agoda of the Idechot was already miscavered. Once the Agoda of the Idechot was already miscavered,
So then in the Hagodah by Lama Vezechot cannot annul a Hagodah that was already discovered in the Bell. And it's on the contrary, we say in Rosh Lachem Bakishnai. But before the Psak Din, so it wasn't discovered yet. Because after all, Bezdin has to decide as to whether the person has the money or does not have the money. So until Bezdin made the Psak Din, so the Hagodah of the first Bechot was not as yet discovered in Bell. That's why the Psak Din is important. But once Bezdin made the Psak Din, he not say, Realme, or Moitiyeshei, or any of him, so then the Agoda of the first Zechot was already discovered. Once the Agoda of the first Zechot was already discovered, so then the Agoda of the second Zechot has no effect. It was already discovered, the first Agoda was already discovered. Mashiachim Kabishwe. Now, if we reject Rabutam Shite, so then it means that the halacha of Yidachot Chai Vishwui is not the din of the money. It's exactly a cause of Hagodah of Yidachot. Hagodah of Yidachot imposes Yishwui, not because we are mining it. So it's not shayach to say his Hagodah was discovered the best. If it's a din of the money, then we can say, until Bezdin rendered the Psak Din, so it was the Yidus was not, the Hagodah was not discovered. Once Bezdin rendered the Psak Din, so it was already discovered. But if we say it's not the din of the monies altogether, it just takes a kotzo that the agoda of the midechot is mechayev shuwe, just as the idoye of the nitva is mechayev shuwe. Can you say we got the idoye was discovered with Bezdin? Idoye is idoye. It's not shayach to say it was discovered. So we got the agoda of the first midechot, it's not shayach to say it's discovered with Bezdin either. So, until he actually swears, and Agode by another Idechot can know the Agode of the first Idechot. So that's why the Ram says, the Ram Makirei said, that the Gabi Shmuye, even if the second Idechot will testify in Bezdin, after Bezdin rendered the Psak Din, but before he swore. So Mimele is not shy to say, since it's not, if it had been a din of Nemonet, then we could say, if it's a din of Nemonet, so once Bezdin rendered the Psak Din, so the Agode was already completely discovered with it. So Mimele, no Agode can be Mivatel, the first Agode. The first Agode was already discovered with it. But it's not the money altogether. It is the Zakos of it imposes the Shvue. So even if if another Idechot comes and is Makrish, so that is Mivatel the first Agode. So even if the other Idechot comes and is Makrish, after the Psak Din, to swear. So he still can mulatto the other, because it's not the din of the money. All right, now let's go proceed with the Rosh. All right, now the Yesh Makshi, the Hoditnan, the Kamal Tekamakshi. The last line in the paragraph given. The Yesh Makshi, the Hoditnan, the Kamal Tekamakshi. Haseche Porom Chavere, the Yeshiva Leacher, Umeiso Kidarko. Yishov ha-aseicha she-meisek idarko v'asheu nishal nusik. V'amai yishov ha-aseicha v'al-asheu meit she-meisek idarko v'yivoter ha-aseicha meshvue. So that's the asoge kashe against Ramatav Shite that is amsayeya part of the Yishvue. So what is the terrace of the Rosh? No, it's no asoge on Ramatav Shite. Because in Echaname, if the sheil will be meit she-meisek idarko, so then the seicha will be removed of Yishvue. But the Mishnah is not interested in discussing now ways how a Shvue can be relieved. All that the Mishnah is interested in telling us is to Rapuke mit Rabbi Yisi. V'nilu l'kosh emile, v'machlis t'vine komash, v'n d'asich ha'lito m'shvote, v'n amas t'il ha'shir m'shalme, Rapuke mit Rabbi Yisi, v'yoma, k'ita lo yis eschere et rosh ishraver. V'n yish l'sich ha'raye, v'lifter asun ha'shvue, yove raye v'yipot, v'hoch l'ayr maslis n'sein ha'chaname. If the sheil will be made, so then the seicher will won't have to swear because the sheil b'tiras idechot will be mafkia the shvui of the day. But all the Mishnah wants to tell us is that the konis hanekame there is a chishuv. That's all. Now, the lemot of the Mishnah seich pot nashvui b'lishol sheil mishum b'psikul idul pom din hashil midechmi. Echmi? V'yeish makshin hev. Now that is the Rambam. Well, he says, yes, mach shenev. We hold the Omele, come on, shem yoshe mosso le shem yachay. The Omele, at mehemel le bishwe, heich loy mehemel le bishwe. So shem yoshe mosso le shem yachay, also is high. And because
see, because the Baal can say, I don't trust the second chamber with his way. You I trust it, but him I don't trust. Mamai Chai. So the question is, true, Mamai Chai, Yichter Shemer Hashemi, Bi Dose Mishuose Shemu Chai. So let the Shemer Hashemi, Patas, in other words, he says, He Shemer Shemos Ali Shemer. So in other words, so the other Shemer says Nens. The other Shemer says Nens. So now suppose, suppose the first Shemer would detain himself. The Shemer Shemos Ali Shemer, but the first Shemer would detain, I saw that it was Nens. So then, he wouldn't have to pay. Because according to that Mandoma, that the whole reason is why Shemesh Moshe Shemer is higher is because of Atmehem Lo Bishwasi, who remembers Shwasi. Because there's another Mandoma who says that the reason is why it's higher because by being Meset another Shemer, that we tell the Pshir. But according to Rabbi, that the Mesiret to another Shemer is not a Pshir. But only thing is, the only reason is why Shemesh Moshe Shemer is higher because how do we know that it was Nenzo? So? The second Shemer says so. The first Shemer doesn't know whether it was Nenzo or not. So the Bible can say to the first Shemer, I don't believe the second Shemer with Ishua. But suppose the first Shemer would detain himself behind his body, that it was not so he himself saw. So then the first Shemer would swear and he would be potter. Would be potter. But when does Rabbi say the Shemer Shemos HaShemer is higher? If the first Shemer doesn't know whether it was Nenzo or not, the second Shemer is staying behind his body, that it was Nenzo. So Mimele, the Balaam says, you can't expect me to believe the Shvue of the second Shemer, because I didn't turn over the problem to the second Shemer. I don't trust him with the Shvue. But the first Shemer, if the first Shemer could swear, if he had been detained by his body, then the first Shemer could swear, and then the first Shemer would be potter. So the question is, since the second Shemer is in a tiny boy, that it was Nenzo, true, he is not Nemon as a Shemer in this way, because the Bible says, who Remehem will be Shwas? I didn't entrust it according to him. But let him, he stay in a tiny boy, so Mele, he should be Nemon like an Idechot, and he should relieve the first Shemer of Yeshua. So it's a Raya, that's the Ramban's right, that the Idam Seyeya does not matter of Yeshua. So Memele, the second Shemer, to be Nemon with the Shwe, that he cannot, because after them the Shwe, to be Nemon as an Idechot and be Mavkiah, the Shwe, relieve the first Shemer of the Shwe, Idam Seyeya does not matter of Yeshua. ואיש מה שנהגו מודו לכמה שמי שמותו שמי חי ומאת למי נשווי יכון נשווי ומאי חי יתרן שמי השמי לעשות משווי שחי וכל שמידה וחיוב את הרישן בשביל דין יוכל לישבחו והוא אין רצה להם אם נשווי את השני ונשחי לו ירגיש עם מומן ונדחו את פית המחיוב מומן Because actually, why if we say Shema 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 Shema, Rabbi says, that the reason is why Shema 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 is Chayev, is because at Mehemad will be Shwe, who will be Shwe. So even the first Shema will be taken at his body, that he saw that it was an Enso, so then he'll swear and he'll be fought. But if he himself doesn't know, only the second Shema knows, says that he knows, so the Bailin is not expected to be mommy in the second Shema. And the first Shema, but the first Shema would be Namon if he could swear. But he doesn't know himself whether it was Nenzo or not. So Mele, so the first Shema pays, why does he pay? Actually he's Mechuyev to swear, but he's in Yedea, so he cannot swear. So we apply the aloche of Netech Shem Yochel Yish Mamishal. The aloche of Rabbi Seinu Shebe Arz Yisrael. There is a machleches, in Gimor Yeshuez, between Rabbi Seinu Shebe Arz Yisrael, Avame and Avabe, and Rabbi Seinu Shebe Bovel, Rav and Shmuel. So Rabbi Seinu Shebe Arz Yisrael, they say that Netech Shem Yochel Yish Vayiz Mishal. Wherever someone is in Yochel Yish Vayiz, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, 50, I know I owe you. But the other 50, I don't remember whether I paid it up or I didn't pay it up. I don't remember. Chamshi yadane, chamshi lo yadane. So he's a mini mikzah, so he's mechuyev to swear another 50. But how can he swear? He says he doesn't remember. So he's in Tirshin Yochalim, he's Bar Mishal. Shvus Hashem Tir Dishnei, and we're in Ayoshi. So Mimele, we say, Mitirshin Yochalim, Bar Mishal. So here too, the first Shema is Chayev, because
He is not able to swear that he will answer, but he can swear. He doesn't know who some words are. Some melee, he has to pay. So that means he, the first shamer has a chiyuv of money. So how can the Haggadah? How can the Haggadah of the second shamer be effective between us and Echon? Because the Haggadah with Echon is only effective to Pater of Ishwe. But here the first shamer has a chiyuv of money. Why does he have a chiyuv of money? Because of Miteich Sheni Yochel Lishba. Miteich Sheni Yochel Lishba Mishal. This is what it says. The question being the chiyuv of the Rishon Mishul Den Yochel Lishba. Who we who in Reitzel Ahanu Lishwes Hashem. When he's chayev lei, ho Rishi Mome, when he dechot peita mechiyuv mome. Now, so what is the Raya? So the Rosh says, it's a kushi of heaven. But what is the shit of the Ramban? What is the shit of the Ramban? Now, the Ramban is also made. The Ramban is also made that Nidechot can only pater of Yishweh, but the Nidechot cannot pater of Mome. And Nidechot cannot pater of Mome. And this is considered by all Rishim. The Shishak Shmaitse, Shmaitse Vov, has a discussion of that. Because there is a Shita for Rishim that in regard to the Aloha of Yidoro Shebe'elvo, Pochus Mishnayim, in regard to Yidoro Shebe'elvo, Pochus Mishnayim, that when we say that Yidoro Shebe'elvo requires to aid this, only when it's Yitzchadek Yisur. Let's say it's Yitzchadek, who's the Kobe Shishish. So it's Yidoro Shebe'elvo and Huzak. Mashem came, if we have a case of Yidoro Shebe'elvo where it's not Yitzchadek Yisur, so then Yidechot is never. That's the Shita of the Marik, and that's also the Shita of the Agbo Yisrael. Most Rishenim Achelet, most Rishenim hold that Yidoro Shebe'elvo Pachos Mishnayim, Yidoro Shebe'elvo requires to aid him even when it's not Yitzchadek Yisur. So the Sheikh Shmaitse points out that even the Marik, who says that an Idechot is Nemot by Dovah Shebe'elvo, where it's not Yitzchadek Yisurei, but by Momen the Marik will be made there. That by Momen an Idechot that no Nemonet is ineffective even Lahardik, not only Lahardik. One could argue, just as in the Kabbalah Dovah Shebe'elvo, the Marik says, and the Agoy Smaim, that it's only when it's Huzak. So Miller got the moment, after all, Dovah Shebe'elvo will learn out from Dovah Shebe'elvo. So just as by Dovah Shebe'elvo, the Mavik says that where it's not Huzak, so where the Dechod is Nemon, so got the moment too, where the effect of the Agodesi Dechod is only to retain Momen in the possession of the Muzak, not to be made to Momen. And the Dechod should be Nemon, that's how Achenim will say that. So the Sheikh Shmaitse points out, Chayez Burek, from all Rishim, that in regard to Momen, everybody agrees that an Idechot has no Nemonet, not only with Haiti, but even with Haiti. And he mentions a number of Gemara, but one Gemara, one main source for it, is the Gemara in Leviat, that if an Idechot, where the Shaila is to whom does Arbele belong, and the Idechot testifies on behalf of one, Simonim, the Idechot, supposed to make bring Simonim. And Idechot testifies on behalf, let's say, of one. So is Yoniach. So, but here it's not Lehetzi Momen. Here it's Lehat. It's not Lehetzi. So we see that Gabi Momenes, so Idechot has no Nemones, even when it's Lehat. So the question is, against the Ramban. How does the Ramban mention a riot? From Shema Shemot Alishena. From Shema Shemot Alishena. So Robert says that he's Chayev, because the Bible can say, the Master can say, Atman to Ishwon and Ishwon. But suppose the first Shemer would be paying the time is born, then the first Shemer would be left. So why does the first Shemer have to pay? Because he is not able to swear. But he cannot swear because he is not paying the time is born. He doesn't know what it means. But the second Shemer, who is not Nemon between a Shemer? Because Atlui meant that he will remember the Shwe, but let him never be there as Idechot, and let him patter the first Shemer of the Shwe. So the horse says, no, the first Shemer, he can swear, so to him it is a Chiyuv Momen, it is a Chiyuv Liba Mishalei. So if we were to say the first Shemer is Potter, so he wouldn't swear and he wouldn't pay. So that would mean on the basis of that, but the Idechot, he wouldn't have to pay. So then the Idechot would be effective with Abel Momen. And the Idechot is not effective with Abel Momen. And you cannot say, since the effect of the Agodah of this Idechot, of the second Shemer, is only to retain the Momen in the possession of the of the first Shana. So the male it's leharzik, so nizechot is never know, because everybody agrees, the Rabbi Tamar, the Rabbi Rutenberg, all the Shanim agree, that nizechot has no nemones, not only lehitzi mamay, he has no nemones, even leharzik mamay, but only to pater of Ishwe. But here it's not to pater, the effect is not to pater the first shamer of Ishwe, it's to pater him of mamay. So how does Ramban mention, so what will the Ramban, so how does the Ramban mention this as a riot? So we have to say that the Ramban holds that in this case, two anidechot is not lemon, not even a harzik moment. Anidechot has no lemonis, we are not recabal anidechot, even a harzik moment. But in this case, anidechot should be effective. Why should an anidechot be effective? Because here the chiyuv mamein results from the chiyuv shvuah that is incumbent upon the first shein. Where do we say that when the chiyuv mamein is not a result of a shvuah, so in a chaname? So the anidechot who testifies on behalf of the mitzvah cannot relieve the chiyuv mamein of the mitzvah, even if it's lahar. Mashiachin in this case, the effect would be to relieve him of pain. Because if not for the agode of the idechot, that's the agode by the second shemer, so the first shemer would have to pay because he's in Yochel Ishma. But this is a result of Ishvue. So actually, what is Mechuyev? He's Mechuyev Ishvue. But since he cannot swear, so Mimele, he has to pay. But basically, he's Mechuyev to swear. But he cannot swear, so Mimele has to pay. But if an Idechot, he has Nemones to pater of Ishwe, so the Chiyuv Shvui is Poka. If the Chiyuv Shvui is Poka, there is no Chiyuv Momen. Because the Chiyuv Momen is a result of the Chiyuv Shvui. And if the halacha is that the Eidam Sayeya is Nemon to pater of Chiyuv Shvue, so if there is no Chiyuv Shvue, there is no Chiyuv Momen. והרב רבי הנה זל היקשו, מאוד אמרינו של כל הנשבוי, מי כבר לתווי סבר המאף כדי תחבירה, ואין דין צור ועד לו דיידי, בשטר צור ועד לו דיידי. פירוש כדי לפות המשווה, ועד לא ידין למה אני כדי שווה אלינה, הרזרתי. ולמוד צום לשתו ביוד עם היבוי ובמיגד בוי יום הננסו, ומהם הם משווה, כדי יסת לך מלך את הבית. ואי ניסה, וידחות, מהם הוא נפגר נשווה, אמה יום הבאידי? He says that he's only Nemo. He's only Nemo is only Nemon with the Arabi, but if there'll be an Idechot, that will not be Nemon. So you have many Shui, am I on the Eidim, and Yazul Idechot, if the Renom Nashui? Not only, why does it say, so Harzul the Eidim, only with two Eidim, but if it'll be Marzil with an Idechot, not. No, even Idechot is memories of the Shui, so even if he's Marzil and only, so he's also if the Renom Nashui. We need a little caution. דאגה דאמין הוסם פול דוכט מאוס חביר דיין צו לאג ריידן נאָכט נאמע הוסם ביידן און פילש ביידן איז א מייל אין היינה אבידה ווייד איך שום האט דיט נאמע אין שוויש און פקאד נאב שפקאד נאב אומר אפשין גם ליער אין גיי שיידן שום אהוב ששטאר זיין פרוע גיב איך שוי בישוע און מקטונה היידן משמע די דאך שום אהוב ביפון אפ ששטאר זיין פרוע לא יפיט דא יוס נאשוי פאפ אפ פיש שוי זוין און מתקנס אין אומ תקנס חכמי ירלי דלאט ביר גיי איז דא דינזע מיט קולער רייש דא גאב די קלמע מאשל אין דיב דיי קטאנע ביל שיינע רישנע זיי די מונע גנאמע איבן מונע סו לונג סו רליב אויף די שווער לא בישן די לאשמין די דאך מאנע אגע פריאטע נאט נוקאפ דוכע די קול דוכט דא ליש ניידי און פירושע אייב סאמעיע אמעלסל סו נאדר וואי סו ווי סי פון דיס רוס יוא סי נאו הי מנשן דא רמבאן דא פון מאכשם הבל אנד דן הי אלסו מנשן סא רב רביין. And the Rabbi Rabbeinu mentioned the Raya from Mishvues Hamish. So he says, Umnifton Eidin, Mashma de Idechot Sheim Erov, Bifon of Sheshtar Zeim Perua, Lo Yopeter Et Ayershim Nashue, Vafo Pish Eshvue Zueim Tepatachon. So we see that Rabbi Rabbeinu, Shita is different than the Rambam Shita. You see, both the Rambam and Rabbi Rabbeinu, Achilik and the Shita of Rabbetam,
Sikhi Maram Rudenberg. But there is a distinction. The Rambam is Chemikan Rabbi Natam and Rabbi Ram Rudenberg to the extent that whereas the Ram Chit of Maram Rudenberg is. That means I'm saying, yeah, Pater is more of Ishwe the Reise, so the Rambam says, and I'm saying, yeah, does not Pater of Ishwe the Reise. But the Rambam is amazing, he says in so many words, of Ishwe the Rabbanon, he does Pater. Masheim ke the Rav Rav Yehine, he holds that Edam Seiyah doesn't Pater of Ishwe. End of the count. And just as he's, yeah, as an Edam Seiyah cannot Pater of Ishwe the Reise, he cannot Pater even of Ishwe the Rabbanon. So we have three Shittah Rishen. We have Shittah that Edam Seiyah can Pater of Ishwe the Reise, and there's the Shittah of the Rambam, that Edam Seiyah of Ishwe the Reise cannot Pater, but the Ishwe the Rabbanon can Pater, and then there is the Shittah of Rav Yehine, that Edam Seiyah cannot Pater even Ishwe the Rabbanon. And we saw that Rashi Shittah is also like that. And Rashi Shittah is that Edam Seiyah cannot Pater even Ishwe the Rabbanon. Now the Rosh says, Yesh Machshim Hevel, that's the Rambam. Viho domale kamon shema shemot v'shema chayet, domale at mehem le bishuwe, heich loy mehem le bishuwe. V'amai chayet, yisterenu ha-shem ra-sheni b'yidusei, mishvusi shir chayet. So, he says, the Rikoshim mit, so the Rambam mentions the right, that Idam Sayyea does not pass our bishuwe. Because if we are going to assume that Idam Seiyah patterns of Ishwe, so Rove says, Shema Shmot Rishena is Chayev, because he says to him, At Mehmet of Ishwe, who lo imemem of Ishwe. But, so he's not, so the second Shemer is not Nemon with the Shwe. But since the second Shemer, now suppose the first Shemer would betay any time his story that he saw that it was Nemon, so then he would swear. But the first Shemer is not paying time his body, so he can swear. So, but since the second Shemer says that it was Nenso, so B'tira Sidechon, he should patter the first Shemer of Ishwe. So it's a riot. 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 So the Rosh says, we'll be caution me that. The Chiyuvah the Rishen is Ishwe the Niyochel Yishbahu. Vihu and Rachel Ahamel Ishwe is Hashemi. And it's a riot of Ishim Momen. And Nidechot Peita Mechiyuv Momen. So he says, in this case, where the first Shemer doesn't know whether it was Nenso or not. So he can't swear. If he can't swear, so he's Mechui Yeshua and Yochel Mishba. So the Meila is a Chiyuv Momen by him. It's a Chiyuv Momen by him. So a Yidechot can only patter from Yeshua, but a Yidechot cannot patter of Momen. Yidechot cannot patter of Momen. So we said, what the Pshat in the Ramban? The Pshat in the Ramban is very simple. Because true that a Yidechot cannot patter from Momen, only from Shwe. But here the Chiyuv Momen is a result of the Chiyuv Shwe. Chiyuv Shwe. Now if we are going to say that Edam Sayeya patters of the Shwe, so Memele, there won't be any Chiyuv Momen either. Because the Chiyuv Momen is, B'teich Shiyoch Elishba is Mishal. If there is a Chiyuv Shwe, and they can't swear, so then he has to pay. But if the Yidechot, the second Shemiah, testified that it was meant so he relieves the first shemer of the Chiyuv Shwe. So there is no Chiyuv Shwe, there is no Chiyuv Momen. That's the longest of the Rambam. Now, so why does the Rosh say, you question me the Chiyuv the Rishen Bishvil the Yochel Bishbahu, the Yuhu and Reitel Ham and Bishvil Hashemi, the Nitzchayim the Yogishim Momen, the Nitzchayim the Yogishim Momen, But here the Chiyuv Momen is a result of the Chiyuv Shwe. So we have to now, in regard to the Chiyuv Shwe, I mean that question can be raised in regard to every Shwe, not only Shwe Yidachot, in regard to Mikza Shwe, Hashomre, wherever the Torah is Mechayev Shwe, a Shwe of Nishba Mikza. So what is it basically? It can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is, that every Chiyuv Shwe, now Shwe is certainly not in Mitzvah Tei. Suppose he doesn't want to swear, I mean Mitzvah doesn't want to swear, so he pays. So, there is no Mitzvah swear, on the contrary, if there is a Nidnut Aveirin swearing, even when he swears, Emet, so there is a Nidnut Aveirin. Shwe Tadishem, Here in Shneem, so the Gemara in Shavuot says, one time is Arshin, that the Avera is on both, even when he swears Emes. So what is Chiyuv Shavuot? That means swear, you don't want to swear, so pay. So it might be that every Chiyuv Shavuot, basically, essentially, is a Chiyuv Mom. When a Mikzat is Chiyuv Shavuot, it means he is Chiyuv to pay. If somebody is making a Mikzat, he is Chiyuv to pay. If an Idechot testifies that he owes, so then he's basically chayav to pay. But if he swears, he relieves himself of the chiyuv tashlumin. But essentially, it's a chiyuv mamon. That's one way of explaining the chiyuv shvuah. But then there's another way of explaining the chiyuv shvuah. We could say that it's basically a chiyuv shvuah. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. Then he has to pay. Now, The Ramban mentions the Raya, that the Idecho Ram Tayyar is not Pater of the Shvuah. Because even Idecho Ram Tayyar was Pater of the Shvuah, so why do we say Shem Shemos L'Shemya? So Rabbi said, so it's Chayv, because the Baalim can say to the first Shemya, I don't want the second Shemya of the Shvuah, but let the second Shemya be Tayyar Idecho Pater, the first Shemya of the Shvuah. So the Rosh says, no, but they are sins. The first Shema doesn't know whether it's Nes or not. He doesn't know whether it's Nes or not. So there's a Chiyuv Mamon. And the second Shema, the Tiras Idechot, could not patter the first Shema of the Chiyuv Mamon. So what does Ramban say? Ramban says no, but here it's not a Chiyuv Mamon. It's a Chiyuv Shvuah. Now, in regard to that question, whether every Chiyuv Shvuah is basically a Chiyuv Mamon, but he can patter himself of the Chiyuv Mamon, Shvuah, or the other way, that basically it's a Chiyuv Shvuah, but if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. It seems to me that there are two Mishenas in Tetzis on that. Two Mishenas in Tetzis. That's Hei, in Shnai Mod. Shechenek de Kamir. So Tetzis says, Shechenek de Kamir. Now there is a Aloche, that wherever a Mitzvah is a Choshet, is a Gavret, and he is not trusted with the Shvuah, so the Shechenek, the Teveya, swears, and he is late. Let's say, suppose Ruvay claims from Shimon, demands from Shimon $100, and Shimon says, 50 I owe you, 50 I don't owe you. So Shimon is in the Mikzat with Chayav Shvuah, but then it turns out, two Eidim come and testify, they know that Shimon is a Rosh, he's a Gavah. So he's not Nemo, he's not trusted to the Shvuah. So then, Ruvay swears, and he collects the whole money. So that two terutim says. Now this aloche, that where the mitzvah is a choshev, so the shechenek did it the way I did the way that's the current chachom, that's the shvuah tamish. Now the question is, before the chachomim were misak, before the chachomim intervened and imposed the shvuah upon the teveya of the choshev, that he should swear and collect. How was it before the chachomim intervened? So there are two terutim in case. The first terutim says that midraise before the chachomim were misak and shechenek nishu and mitayil. So in every case where, let's say, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, is a choshev, so midraise.